Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Swamp Swami Podcast! And now, here's the star of the show, Swamp Swami! Yay!
Welcome to SwampSwami.com Sports Commentary and more. Today, it's the shootout at the NFC South Corral. In this corner, it's the three-time defending NFC South champion New Orleans Saints and their record-setting team leader, Drew Brees. To the northeast of New Orleans, longtime gunslinger Matt Ryan readies his Atlanta Falcons for another challenge in 2020. In Charlotte, the Panthers' new quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater, and their new offensive coordinator, Joe Brady, reconnect after spending time together in New Orleans a few years ago. But the NFC South's biggest ripple is expected to come from Tom Brady and Tampa Bay, as the New England legend should add even more drama to this already tough NFL division. In addition to Brady, the Buccaneers have now added Brady's former swashbuckling tight end, Rob Gronkowski, after handing the Patriots a fourth-round pick as Gronk ends his 1 year of retirement to play ball with his old buddy from New England, Tom Brady. Arr, matey! Tampa's Buccos will now have even more of the sports media's focus, which is good for Saints and Falcons and Panthers fans, with the former New England Patriots dynamic duo now in Tampa Bay. With that, the postseason expectations for this South Florida franchise have now also taken another leap as well. For the current NFC South kingpins, the New Orleans Saints, the Gronkowski addition in Tampa Bay will add even more fuel to this year's fire. Head coach Sean Payton and Hall of Fame quarterback Drew Brees will not lay down and anoint the Tom Brady-led Tampa Bay Bucks as the best team in this division either. With the NFL draft coming up tonight on Thursday, the newest signings by Tampa Bay may alter some draft day decisions for New Orleans as well as Atlanta and Carolina. With the unexpectedly bad season at 5-11 in 2019, the Carolina Panthers have been busy this year too. They fired their longtime head coach, Ron Rivera, who's now the head coach in Washington, and then they hired a hot college football coach from Baylor named Matt Rhule. Along with the coaching change, the Panthers have been dealing with other issues involving key players as well. Longtime quarterback Cam Newton, who's a former overall number one draft pick and the NFL MVP a few years ago, has been told to hit the road due to his long litany of injuries and inconsistent play. Cam Newton is now a free agent cornerback looking for a new team to play for. The Panthers replaced him with New Orleans' backup quarterback from last year, Teddy Bridgewater, and his former Saints mentor, Joe Brady, who was at LSU last year, happening to lead them to a national championship, as their new offensive coordinator. Meanwhile, the Panthers also just locked up their current best offensive weapon, Christian McCaffrey, the running back, with an expensive four-year deal worth $64 million in a contract extension. Defensively, the Panthers' formerly dominating defense will start this season without their best player in five-time All-Pro linebacker Luke Kuechly. The 30-year-old linebacker announced his retirement last year after just eight seasons in the NFL, citing possible long-term health concerns. On the surface, it appears that Carolina has a large number of holes to fill in the NFL draft over the next few days and via other acquisitions to become competitive again in the NFC South. Carolina can become a spoiler this year in this season's drama if the team is rejuvenated by their new coach and a new attitude. Meanwhile, in Atlanta, the Falcons have made one of the league's biggest splashes in the offseason by signing running back Todd Gurley in a deal with the Los Angeles Rams. At times, Gurley has been a beast on the field, while at other times he seems to fade into the background. For the Falcons' 30th-ranked running game, Gurley can only help this team achieve more balance and preserve the careers of both quarterback Matt Ryan, who's been in the league 13 seasons, and perennial All-Pro wide receiver Julio Jones, who's been 10 years in the NFL now. Atlanta, which has finished with a disappointing 7-9 record the past 2 years after appearing in the Super Bowl just three seasons ago, has given its head coach Dan Quinn one final chance to return this team into playoff contenders. He's on a very short leash this year, and the Falcons are an under-the-radar team to watch beginning this fall. Well, that brings us to the New Orleans Saints. The Saints have dominated the NFC South for the past three seasons, winning 11 regular season games in 2017 and then 13 each in 2018 and 2019, the Saints have been obsessed with making their second trip to the Super Bowl before their 41-year-old quarterback Drew Brees finally retires and heads into the broadcast booth at NBC. The Saints lost that heartbreaking playoff game on the very final play of the game in Minnesota a few years ago. Then in 2018's season, the Saints lost again in a very controversial home playoff game to the Los Angeles Rams in the NFC Championship as the referees missed an obvious pass interference call late in the game. Then last year in 2019, the Saints were ambushed at home by Minnesota in the first round of the playoffs and lost 26-20. After that surprising playoff loss, Drew Brees took a month off to reconsider his commitment to making maybe one more push to get the Saints back into the Super Bowl. Well, he signed a 2-year deal, which ensures that he will retire football as a New Orleans Saint. The Saints may actually benefit from all of this nonstop media hype surrounding Tom Brady, Gronkowski, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. While the Bucs should definitely be better than last season's 7-9 record, the proverbial target will now shift away from New Orleans and onto Tom Brady's quest for redemption in Tampa Bay. If Brady had stayed put in New England, the Saints' recent playoff disappointments might have been a bigger focus for the team this year, but not anymore. With Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Bucs on television more than ever, the weekly competition counting the wins for Brady in Tampa Bay versus his former New England team and coach Bill Belichick will be the national media's Monday morning headline all season long. For the New Orleans Saints, Tom Brady's appearance in Tampa Bay may have done them a big favor. If the Saints aren't able to shake off last year's disappointing finish and refocus quickly, though, the other teams in this very highly competitive division will be more than happy to seize the NFC South title away from New Orleans and take their own chances in the NFL postseason this year. The NFC South is going to be a war this year, and I can't wait to watch it. I'm Swamp Swami. Enjoy the NFL draft. See you next time.